All right, thanks for the Fred Gwynn.
Absolutely.
All right, how about this one? Ba-ba-ba-ba!
This is the greatest talk show
that will ever be.
And now, here's your host, Mark Curian.
Welcome to the greatest talk show that will ever be. I am Hollywood Tony P, the one and only, the original presidential candidate, Hollywood Tony P. We will be joined here momentarily with our good friend calling in from the USS Arcturus, ladies and gentlemen, the captain of the USS Arcturus, Mark the Arcturian.
This is an Earth 2020 special report. I'm Mark the Arcturian. We interrupt this special report to bring you this special report. How are you, Tony P? Quite a pickle the world finds itself in.
Quite the pickle, but I figured out how to solve it. What this really needs is more cowbell. That's what it needs. We need more cowbell.
Moo cows.
I just wanted to let everybody know out there, we're gonna do this every day now. I'm in Colorado, high in the Rockies on acid.
And I'm high in the Sierras, and it's perfectly legal in both states.
Yes, and so
and you missed the laugh track on that one. That's okay. Yeah, every day we decided we'd come up here and do an hour chronicling every day. It sounds good, right, Tony? I mean, not good, but that's what we do. We report.
Well, and there's a lot of different articles out there. Like today, I was with my friend, and I'll tell you the story in a little bit. For
you liar. You don't have a friend.
Well, anyway, so when I was dropping him off, this girl that he knows called, and she's like, I went to Cub Food. And I bought $500 worth of food. I'm scared.
Right.
They're closing down liquor stores. Everything's going to be closed, and there's going to be nothing left. And then I was reading online about this Italian mom who lived through this corona thing, and she didn't say any of the hoarding and fearing. She just said, just enjoy time with your family and don't wash your hands and don't let the kids go outside. So, and the other thing is that as I look outside right now, you would not know that the end of the world is coming. You wouldn't know it. You'd think it was any other day.
Well, the world's going to be fine. We may be going somewhere, but the world will be here. But that's just, semantics. You see, the good book, this is right out of the book. Anyone who's read the New Testament knows to look at the book, look at the world, look at the book, look at the world. Oh, my God, it's like popping off the pages. The only difference is we're not wearing robes and tending sheep and meeting in an open-air marketplace in Jerusalem. But it's the same story, the never-ending story. But the book does not say, when you see the abomination of desolation standing where it ought not, hurry to Costco and buy all the toilet paper you can. It doesn't say that. It doesn't even say grab your food and go. It says, when you see the abomination of desolation standing where it ought not, flee, Judea, flee, insert city, flee and head toward the mountains. And you could probably mix in there, go and take nothing with you, no extra food, water, walking stick, tunic, or money belt. I mean, you can take one debit card, though, for the back 40 so you can stay at the Desert Palms.
Well, and right now, Oh, insert rim shot. I'm reading about how the new coronavirus can persist in the air for hours and on surfaces for days. So that makes you think when you go to the supermarket, which is loadedly packed right now, when you go to the supermarket, the anybody sneezes on that bag of pasta or whatever, it could their illness could stay there for up to a day, 2 days.
No, coronavirus, they've already known it lasts 9 to 27 days, depending on the heat. Cool. Get your finger on the rim shot of the laugh track, because you're right. It can not only last on surfaces in the grocery market, but new study.
Coronavirus.
I'm in the middle of a sentence. Now I'm going to have to take it over again, you know. Okay, here we go. New study. Not only can it just last and stay on all the food and the packaging, but the new study, coronavirus jumps like fleas. All right, well, there you go. Hi. No, not a thing. Not a thing.
Not a thing. No, Mark, look. It says the Italian mother who is in Italy and wrote, she said there's no reason to hoard supplies in Italy. Even now, we are allowed to go to the supermarket every day if we need to, and the shelves are full.
Let's go to Italy and do our shopping.
Italy and do our shopping. That's a good idea. We can't get in, though.
Right.
Nobody in, nobody out. And that's the thing, the self-quarantine. It's like everybody's supposed to be, but I'm telling you, man, today it was crazy. I went to a King Supers, right? I figured I'd get some for the quarantine or whatever. And it was way out in the middle of nowhere, like 40 miles away from the city. And even then, there was like 1,000 people in there. I would not step foot in that. Like, they're shutting down things for, like, 50 people, bars and shit. And they let 1,000 people congregate in the King Supers. Excuse me. It's terrifying, man. I did not want to – it was terrifying. It's just terrifying to look out there and to see all these people who have absolutely no idea what the hell is going on.
So, Bennett is the one that you went to, which, if listeners don't know, it's about, half an hour or 30 miles east of Denver up towards the Rockies, and we're having the same issue up here, and I'm about 50 miles up into the Sierras out of Sacramento. And yesterday, the woman at the gas station says, yeah, all the city folk are coming up and buying up our stuff in our stores. So, people are having the same idea. And by now, most of us must have realized with our real eyes that at this point, it doesn't even matter if there is no virus. I mean, in cases, often, which is worse, the pandemic or the pandemonium? So the WHO declares a pandemic. Now, nobody even told me the pandas were sick. So at this point, it doesn't even matter if there isn't a virus. If there's none at all, they've done a great snow job either way. Thank you very much. So you can say, yeah, there's plenty of food in Italy here and stuff, but once, like you were saying, the sheeple get wind of it, I mean, I've been banging this gong for almost 2 months now, and people looked at me like I was crazy, and I've been called an alarmist, and, well, so was Paul Revere called an alarmist. So I'm in pretty good company. So one if by land, two if by sea, three if by Chinatown. And so once everybody gets I shopped like a month ago, but once people get the idea that the people are hoarding, then it's a free-for-all, even if nothing's wrong, right? Once they get that riot mentality, you're screwed. Pardon the
but
language.
It's going to die down, Mark. That's what we were talking about.
We'll see. It's anybody's guess. That's a guess.
Martial law is a guess.
Anybody else saying it's a mandatory vaccine is a guess. Now, they have started mandatorily making vaccines mandatory in Denmark under penalty of fine or imprisonment. Just came out today. You got to take the shot, which is what they wanted in the first place. Everyone to have the the shot. Now, here's the thing. Everyone knows that in vaccines, who the fuck, excuse me, knows what's in it anymore, the nanotechnology, whatever they put in it. But we do know that what's in it is aluminum. That's pretty much a common knowledge. Now, aluminum mixed with a new energetic high ultra-high EMF waves, such as 5G, is a terrible mix. I've just found out during the 1918 Spanish flu, 53 million, they had just what, in the fall of 1917, introduced worldwide radio waves. Radio waves. Now we introduce 5G, introduce the coronavirus, and we breathe it in, and that's how they cook viri in a lab to study them. They put them in a petri dish in a clavicle, bombard it with ultra-high EMF, i.e. 5G, which grows virus just like sunshine grows plants. So now everybody's breathed in the virus. Then they crank up the 5G, and they literally cook us. You're the petri dish.
I was saying that the supermarket, people will be going out to get stuff. Now, yes, they're going and they want to be prepared. But the stocks, the shelves will be stocked, and these people, so, you know, I don't necessarily, I think
okay,
that Italy
good.
Girl is probably right. So I would wait to shop for me, because going today was a wrong idea. But I think that it's going to die down, because once everybody has gotten the coronavirus and the food they needed, then, you know, the shelves can get stocked up again.
As long as there is food in the Port of Los Angeles coming in from China to restock the stores, yes. Okay, can we be done with the stores now? Everybody's seeing the empty stores.
That's the most important thing right now. That's not, yes, there's a virus, yes, this, that. But right now people are out there just fucking not giving a fuck. They're out there.
Yeah, we know that.
French. Well, yeah, but I mean, you can't just, I don't know. Anyway, continue. Sorry, okay. Go into the hard.
I mean, not only do I have like 20 pounds of coffee and I have food coming out my ears, enough food for a family of four for 3 months, but my refrigerator is jam-packed. I got one of those little refrigerators, right? We had rained for 24 hours up here in the Sierras. Then it snowed 4 inches. Then it rained on the snow. And see, trees love snow, but they don't like it when it gets rained on heavy and then it breaks the boughs and down the power lines. And now we have been out of electricity for over 36 hours up here. So if I manage to keep anything in the refrigerator, it's flipping ruin now. Great. Or,
there you go.
Geez, come on. Really? I'm sitting here with no electricity to keep this food. Well, there you go. So that's it on the food, but, you know, by the time people start rioting, it's too late. So most of our listeners knew about this, you know, a while ago, because we send out notices and maybe we've done, you know, put out a couple YouTubes on it. And our listener audience is pretty savvy. I mean, we can see the writing on the wall. Don't you love, Tony, how they nicely refer to martial law now as shelter in place? Shelter in place. And, of course, there's a curfew because none of the bars or restaurants are open now. All bars and restaurants must be closed by 8 o'clock. I don't know about how it is in Colorado, but that's here. And takeout and delivery. Oops. So it's like there's this curve. First, it's shelter in place. You can go to the store. You can go to the pharmacy. You know, the soft sell, the soft quarantine. Then it's going to be no one out allowed out in the streets. Then it's going to be come on down to our centers, because they're already every state is looking, working with the National Guard, the Army Corps of Engineers, to find suitable locations for quarantine centers, and we know what those are. Those are, if you're suspected, you go to the quarantine center, and if you didn't have it before you went in, well, you certainly got it in there. It's like a leper colony. And then they seal off the cities like they're doing in Italy.
Leper.
And then there's no food, so people freak out except for government food. And then the government's in charge of all the food, and the cities are walled up, and voila. Every Mark Territorian fan knows that what comes next is Soylent Green. Whether it's I mean, heck, we got a lot of bodies lying around. I mean, it's great food, right? But even if it's just made of whatever it is, whatever food they're in charge of, with all of us herded together, is Soylent Green. You know, bring out the trucks. There's too many people. Bring out the scoops. So the writing's on the wall. I mean, the national emergency gives him $34 billion in FEMA money. Go ahead.
There seems to be two different perspectives that are far-reaching. One is like that Italian mother who everything is still open. They can still go to the store if they need, but they have to stay inside. And then there's the whole, you know, martial law, guns, eating people, and the Soylent Green march. So I would say that we're on both sides of the fence on this one because
time will tell, Tony. Right now, the shelter in place, the only difference between shelter in place and martial law is there aren't armed guards on every corner yet. But it's the same thing. Stay in your house. Anyhow, we will definitely see. We will see the writings on the wall. Either way, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. And the world will never, ever be the same, period. We will never be able to just go freely everywhere without checking. And you're infected, so stay away from me, brother against brother, even unto the death. So it's the interpersonal... relationships are suffering. I mean, before you go on your next date, you got to boil them first for 30 minutes. And so I don't know how that's going to change. I mean, I remember the old days of the old STDs, and you were worried you were going to get the clap from somebody, and that was like really weird. And then AIDS, and then you got to, you know, spray them down first or get their blood test. Now, oh my God, you're a leper. Don't touch me. So
all this talk about leopards and lions and tigers and bears. Oh my!
Oh, like the ones in the. I saw the pictures of these wet markets where they have these live animals, and they just. Oh my God! It was ghastly. Terrible, terrible. They're live, and then they. Oh my God! Never mind. Okay, so San Francisco, of course, 7 million ordered on 3 weeks stay at shelter in place. And, of course, pretty much that'll be every city. All the schools, all the movie theaters are closed. I mean, this is getting serious. They close the movie theaters, the ski resorts, and the pubs on St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way. And six of caution, guilty as the day is long. Ha, 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 ha.
Who would have guessed it, man? I wouldn't have known.
Aaron O'Gorshin, you're a little leprechaun. You don't even need a mask. What a beard. So how's everyone doing out there? Are you all hanging in? You got stuff? You got, toilet
paper to...
Well, I got
enough, but I need to make another trip.
you got some canned soup, food to eat?
Yeah, if we're going to be stuck in the house, if we're going to be stuck here, I need I got 2 weeks, but I'm saying I might need two more weeks. But that's
right. Fine.
I'm going to wait. Told you, I'm going to wait until – because right now people are just scared and they're buying everything. And
yeah,
I'm gonna wait
it's just a frenzy now.
Like,
so.
Well, yeah.
Stay out of the way. Plus, every store is a super spreader event. Every Walmart, Target, Costco, Trader Joe's, even little stores, they're super spreaders because so many people are going in and out. You don't know. You know, in a room of 50 people, you know, at least 10 of them are carriers or asymptomatic carrying it, and some probably have it and are already spreading it. So it's just insane. Never thought we'd live to see this day. I was ready for the big one, the earthquake. I wasn't ready for sure, I got a hazmat suit, DuPont Tyvek hazmat suit from the Ebola scare. I got a dozen of them. They don't work against coronavirus. Oops. Let's cover masks. because a lot of people are running out getting masks and hand sanitizers. Okay, hand sanitizer, antibacterial hand sanitizer, it's the alcohol. Of course, everybody knows now it's the 60 to 70% alcohol that kills the viri, because it's not a bacteria. It's an antibacterial hand sanitizer, but it's not a bacteria. It's a virus. The only thing that kills it is the rubbing alcohol, which I understand, Tony, you got a fresh bottle of rubbing alcohol while everyone else was, you know, looking for Purell. Just buy a bottle of rubbing alcohol, 3/4 water.
It makes your hands dry.
Hand lotion or some aloe vera gel, 1/4 of that, 3/4 isopropyl alcohol, 99% gives you a 75% alcohol hand sanitizer. But, of course, again, washing your hands is also still the better way to break the coating on the viri and get it off your hands. Soap and water, doesn't matter how hot or cold. Apparently the viri dies at 133 degrees. I don't have that verified. I just saw the figure. So it's not the hand sanitizer. Now, hydrogen peroxide at 0.5% has been clinically shown to kill coronavirus in 1 minute, under 1 minute. So a spray bottle with 1/4 hydrogen peroxide and 3/4 water, I will take that over hand sanitizer or the alcohol. And put a little up your nose and gargle with some, like in some Listerine, because what? Virus like to nest in the back of the throat and the top of the nose. So put a couple drops up your nose, sniff it in, and then rinse it out. It should be fine. Okay, but now, not toilet paper is next. masks. Okay, everyone's mask crazy. Sure, for Ebola, coughs, colds, flus, that works. Not for coronavirus. Let's just take an N95. There's an N99. It's like thread count on a sheet. You have a 300 thread count. But if you have a 600 thread count, that's a lot smaller holes, and it's a lot nicer material. So an N95, the holes are 5 microns in diameter, 5 microns. In an N99, they are 1 micron. The coronavirus is 0.1 micron, 1/10 of a micron, which means that in your N95 masks, 50. If it's 1/10 of a micron times 50 is 5 microns, the coronavirus could be going through every hole you're breathing in. Does it help? Is it better than nothing? Couldn't say, but it's not going to stop it from getting in. Plus, it can affect your eyes. It's airborne. It can last in the air 15 seconds, 6 feet from somebody. If you can breathe their cigarette smoke from where you're standing, it could be in the air, and it'll affect you through your eyes. This is nasty stuff. Definitely created in a lab, and they trace it back to the one 300 meters from the Wuhan fish market, like has the signatures. This coronavirus, in case anybody doesn't know, is patented. It has a serial number and a barcode. And it was being worked on in Canada, China, U.S., and the signature led back to a level 4 bioweapons lab, 300 meters. That's a block away from the Wuhan fish market, where it's like if you find cesium-134 in your fish, well, you know that came from Fukushima because it's a signature radiation found only in Fukushima. Can you say Fukushima? So the signatures led back to the bioweapons lab. Now everyone's going, okay, now you're all conspiracy theorists, but look at this. This is a weapon unleashed on the world designed to exterminate the human race, or at least the old people. Here's another fact. Tony, do you know how much money the government pays out in Social Security every year to old people? $900 million or billion. It's almost $1 trillion. Well, if the virus, which somebody joked about it up here, oh, that thing, oh, it's just going around to kill off all us old people. And I went, you know what? That's right. A, they save $1 billion in Social Security they don't have to pay out, and it leaves what? The younger, more virulent people, right, Tony? Because they make better slaves. I marked the artery, and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back.
I don't even know if any commercials are good.
That's all right. I just do that so we can, you know, have an insert point if we need it. Do we have any callers on the line?
No.
Okay, good. Because we're going to keep this short a little. We're just doing a little, well, not a test run, but we want to get out a couple things first, and then we'll promote it more so you can listen tomorrow and the next day, and you'll always know that we'll broadcast once a day. And we'll be...
Do we have enough to do an hour? Do you want to do an hour? Or we could be, you know...
We're good. We just want to come up and make a presence and let the entire crew of the USS Arcturus know that though we are on level red, DEFCON 1. Now, let me explain DEFCON 1. What?
You're getting a call. Caller, you're live on the Greatest Talk
Show. All right. Are we on the... You're on live on the Greatest Talk Show. This is Mark D'Arturian. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
One.
Hey, it's One. Well, so glad you could join us. One is a... Well, I was going to say you were a long-time crew member, but I think it goes past before that. You have a personal experience in this, One. Don't you have a sister involved?
Correct.
Well, what do the people need to know? I mean, I know that I saw the picture of her in her suit at the hospital because that's where she works. Does she have any inside info for you?
Not that she can release.
Right.
But the prep is for basically getting ready for mass vaccination. And they have discovered that there are two drugs, I don't recall what she said they were, that can combat the virus right now. Whether
you
or
mean
not
bias time.
Cured is a
not cure it, but bias time.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are those suspecting that, similar to the flu, but unlike it, when it comes back, it'll be more like chickenpox. And when you get chickenpox a second time, it's shingles.
Right, shingles,
similar
yeah.
to what this virus is going to do.
Right. Okay. And so, as far as you know, your sister does not have it.
She does not.
Right, that's good because, you know, the first responders are, you know, really in a pickle. Let's talk about when it comes back. Go ahead. What'd you say, One?
I was interrupted. I thought someone was going to say something.
Go ahead.
Me?
Sure.
Well, right now, the medical field is going to be the highest in demand because, from what we're looking at, we're going to be losing a majority of it. Because they themselves will have to be quarantined.
Right.
And that's why they have initiated the National Guard. They haven't mentioned it for the hospitals yet, but what they have mentioned is grocery outlets and things like that. I think you heard about it with Trump. But, no, it's going to eventually turn into martial law.
You missed it earlier. You probably didn't hear it. Don't you just love how they nicely refer to martial law now as shelter in place?
Yes.
And the only difference is the trucks aren't outside in front of your house. That's all. That's my opinion, is that it's a soft sell. First, they're going to drip it on us real slow, like they did in Wuhan. Sure, you can go out to the store, pharmacy, while we get our quarantine centers and our trucks together. Now you can't go out, and please report to your nearest center. And the homeless, my God, my sister, my poor sister on the streets of Berkeley, Now they're putting them in motels, in these hotels and motels in Oakland. Mm-hmm. And my opinion is they're just rounding them up so they know where they all are.
Yeah.
They don't have insurance. They're not going to get any assistance. Who knows? We'll see. Okay.
But from outside the virus, it's the fear factor is probably what's going to get a lot of people killed. Fear itself.
Sure, sure. Plus, you know, you're stressed out. It affects your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I said earlier, at this point, most of us realize it doesn't even matter if there is no virus at this point.
No, this is control of the society.
Right. Exactly. Now, that's my opinion, one, and some are saying that, that can't happen here. But that's the whole point of it, control. And
yes, it is.
Again, they'll never let a good crisis go to waste. I mean, it's been on the verge of it for ages, but when they say they're going to be working very closely with Walmart and procuring quarantine centers, you know, the ones that if you didn't have it when you were shoved in there, you certainly get it while you're in there type of places. Well, you know, a leper colony. It'll be escape from Denver or escape from Sacramento.
Correct.
But unless you're a snake snake.
Pliskin,
yeah, thank you. Yep. Don't go to the camp.
Got a smoke.
Have a smoke, yeah. Do not go to the camps. The centers. Once they got you, oh, man, I shudder to think. I saw that movie. It doesn't end well.
Mm-hmm. A lot of what they don't show in those movies is how people treat each other in those centers.
How people what?
Treat each other in those centers.
Right.
The Surgeon General.
So you say they treat them with indifference, aggression, or very nice to each other in there? What are you implying?
Well, one of the key factors is we have forgotten as a society to know our neighbors.
Right.
And so it's just going to be a very chaotic endeavor.
Doggy dog, each man for himself, uh-huh. Brother against brother, even unto the death. Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And especially now, get away from me. I mean, that's right out of the book. Brother against brother, even unto the death. Well, you know, somebody with a gun, that's, you know, you can disarm them, or that's less frightening somehow than somebody with the plague, leprosy, or a viri right near you. I don't know why, but it's everybody's a threat now.
Yeah.
So the devil did his usual divide and conquer, and now he has divided everybody against everybody else, even inside a family. Divide and conquer. Now,
I mean,
if they got this thing wired six ways. Go ahead, what?
Families have been torn asunder. That's one of the plague aids to, you know, destroying a society is to destroy the home.
Tony.
Yo, what's up?
Tony, yo, what's up?
What's up?
Well, one seems to go with the martial law routine, and Tony just seems to think that it's going to blow over and it's going to go back to normal. Tony, what's your opinion, Tony, on the martial law routine? Not happening?
I don't really think that it's going to go that far as all that. I think that, it's going to be convenient for a month or two, but eventually things will start getting back to normal. And if, you know, everybody has to get the vaccine, I'm sure people will have no problem getting the vaccine and then whatever.
Okay, well, also, a lot of us realize that the vaccine is what they wanted us to have in the first place. It doesn't have to kill everybody, just enough so we'll beg them for the shot. Oh, and then you got to get chipped so we can scan you and verify you've had your shots and you're safe. So now they got you chip, and you got your shots with the aluminum and nanotechnology and a cashless society.
Mark, all you're going to need is just papers to show that you got the shot. So you, they'll ask you for your papers.
No, that's to be forged. They're going to insert the chip, buddy. But you didn't mind because Tony, I love it. Tony says, well, the chip I can get, I can just watch the internet without leaving, without my phone. It's cheaper than Google Glass. Rimshot.
We are here.
That's what you said
help.
The other day. It's like, I don't even have to get a VR headset. I just get the chip. Elon Musk brain chip. Download any subject in 10 seconds, just like the Matrix. I need instructions on how to fly an X-10 helicopter stat. Right? And
yeah.
You just download it onto your chip. See, because then I see them patrolling with drones, but, you know, maybe I'm watching a different movie. I don't know.
It seems
really
like
funny.
It,
I'm up here. I'm like up in a you remember that movie with Brendan Fraser where he was stuck in the underground bunker for his whole life?
Blast from the Past.
Right. Was he born down there, I think?
He never saw the outside.
Yeah, he had never seen the world. And the only reason they found it is they were tearing down the fucking house and, you know, opened the top or something. But that's what I feel. I'm up on the hill. I have no way of verifying anything that's happening down there. I mean, I could be listening to old recordings, watching file footage from 2020, because when we're from, all of this has already happened. I'm just down in the archives under the holodeck watching the archives from 2020.
The Orwellian effect.
Yeah. Well, we certainly got that, but... Well, time will tell. You got anything else, Juan, that you'd love to bring up?
Something I had been watching closely for a while.
Please.
HEK293. It was developed back in 1970. It's human embryonic kidney tissue from a fetus. They took it from a human fetus. And
I
they've been culturizing
right.
it forever. And... finding many uses for it. From what I gathered, they've used it to create viruses already in the past, and it may have been what led them to creating such a small protein for this virus.
Okay. And it comes from kidneys, you say?
HEK293.
Is that
human
kidney?
And if you look into it, you will also find that Sinomics, the one that owns rights to it, use it in Pepsi, in Mountain Dew, in Lay's, in Doritos. And
what more?
It is a flavor enhancer.
You've got to be like, oh, my God. Okay, why do the Venusians need kidney extract? That's the question.
It's the essence
Weird.
Of the child is basically what it is. A filtration
Weird.
Port.
Okay. Well,
the
I
cultures
have to bring up...
are protein strands that rapidly grow, and they grow quicker when they are introduced to 5 gigahertz wavelengths.
Right. Just like viri grow better. Okay. That definitely could have something to do with it. Again, though, it's about the Venusians having a better atmosphere to live in. This isn't for Earthlings. This is to get rid of Earthlings. It's terraforming. Okay.
Well, if you look at
the
aluminum and particles per million in our atmosphere right now, it's kind of drastically high compared to what we were nearly 20 years ago.
Yes. What type of particles? I'm sorry?
Just aluminum and heavy metals.
Oh, yeah. Well, aluminum and new radio waves, when you have metal in your body and you introduce a new frequency, 4G, 5G, in 1917 it was radio waves, and then we developed the Spanish flu, and now we roll out 5G last fall, Elon Skynet program last fall. Now they do introduce this viri, which we all breathe. And how they grow viri in the lab is they bombard it with 5G, just like you're talking. It grows it like sunshine grows plants. that's how they grow viri, to study them in a lab. So you introduce a viri, you crank up the 5G, and they cook us from inside, and you're the petri dish. So the 5G. The 5G was just turned on in Lake Tahoe. So looking out from the Lake Tahoe motel room, the EMF meter on the microwave measures 15.7. But you walk over to the window outside where they just turned on the 5G, and it's 16.1. It's hotter than a microwave oven in Lake Tahoe. I'm Mark Garaturi, and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back, and unless there's anything else, we will be back, tomorrow, same time, same bat channel?
Mark, I got something. Yeah. China has closed down its last coronavirus hospital. There are not enough new cases to support them.
Right.
And Apple reopened all 42 stores in China, and a lot of people are working on the vaccine. People are recovering, and tests are becoming more available.
Wow, and China's looking really rosy, like they're over it. I call bullshit. Okay, they closed down all the hospitals. Now they kick the people out of the hospitals. They kick people out of those temporary hospitals, and you know where they go? Straight into quarantine. They also released a woman who died 2 days later from the hospital. So this letting you go so you can be counted as recovered, but you still have it. Now, James, that's what I wanted to bring up. The second wave, when it comes back, James, is so worse. It is like shingles. Shingles is it's a virus that attaches to your nerves, and it never goes away. Even if you don't have the shingles, you still have it, like herpes. So this thing, saying that I've recovered from coronavirus, is like saying I had herpes once, but it went away. So you don't have to be around anyone to be auto-infected. It just goes dormant, and you still have the virus.
No more hospitals. What the hell, man? Like gloom and doom. Eat your neighbors. Eat your neighbors. Burn them down. Let's get some martial law shit going on. Oh, and the zombies.
Soylent Green. But it's important to know the pathogenesis of this viri. It doesn't go away. You're never quite cured, which is why China was welding the doors shut and just leaving the people in there. Because if you have one person infected, which is anyone who ever got it, it can reinfect yourself. Also, guys, when you, no matter how you squirm and dance, that very last drop goes down your pants. You know, if it's in your undies, and that last drop is a Bio4 lab, and it's producing the viri in your urine or pee because it's coming up in the sewers in China. And think about an outhouse. It's a level 4 bio lab now. And it's evaporating in our underwear. I'm sitting at the computer, and it's wafting up in the air, and I reinfect myself. Also in, what do they say, feces clouds. Anyways, and farts. So, I mean, that's just the pathogenesis of the viri. If it's in, then you gotta pee it out. You gotta get nutraceuticals, magnesium, cranberry juice to pee it out. Coffee is a great diuretic, and it's gonna come down to the only defense you do have is your own immune system. Don't go to the FEMA camps. Don't go to the quarantine centers, and good God, don't get the shot. I'm Mark Garaturi. Thanks for joining us. We will be back tomorrow, roughly around 2 o'clock, but we will send out a message. And hopefully you can make it again. Love having you here. I love you, buddy. Tony, you're okay, too. Tony, thanks for sending all this up, buddy.
No problem. We'll see you tomorrow.
No problemo. What do you got any closings? You want to tell? I think you should tell me to take a chill pill. Is what you should do.
It's okay, Mark.
Well, I just don't
ready
know
to
why everyone's all up in arms about this. I mean, it happened before.
You know, you got to say his enthusiasm is quite something. You know, once I haven't, my Arcturian Spidey senses haven't gotten this tingly since Fukushima. And then I made what is still the best Fukushima video on YouTube, in my opinion, of course. So I did decide not to do a YouTube video because of all the people, the censors. Oh, my God, YouTube. Oh, Tony, you have a YouTube channel. Did you hear this one? YouTube will now be taking down videos based on content, even if it meets our community guidelines. In other words, we don't care. We're just taking down any old films we don't want people to see. I'm on those lists, so I just decided not to do a brand new YouTube video, you know, and last thing I need is a van pulling up, throwing a black hood over my face and hauling me off in the middle of a show. Old, old Mark D'Arturian joke, but this time it seems almost all too true. Please call in tomorrow. Let us know what's going on in your area. Please stay safe out there. Help a neighbor. Help a friend. Grab somebody's arm. Share something if you got it. Pay it forward. And love your neighbor, not the government. I'm Mark D'Arturian. Okay, cut that part out. I love the government. I love our president. He's doing exactly what I put him in office for. He got this party started. I knew he would. All right, gang, let's finish up this job so we can all go home. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark D'Arturian.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.